My name is Russell Hurd. I'm a resident of Harford County. I live in Abingdon. In January 2008, my daughter Heather, who had moved to Florida to work for Walt Disney World, was killed by a distracted driver on January 3rd, 2008. We had gone down to visit with her for the holidays and also to plan her wedding. She had just become engaged to her fiancé in October of that year. So we were waiting for her at the Disney's wedding planner, and she didn't arrive. She was killed by a distracted driver.
And distracted texting while driving?
Yes, he was texting and didn't notice the nine cars stopped at a traffic signal and hit nine cars. He killed a young nurse in another vehicle, and he killed my daughter instantly.
We move the clock and the calendar forward 5 years now. What would Heather think of what's going on this weekend with the 5K race, this great fundraiser here at the school she loves so much?
Well, she'd be very proud of it. I mean, she was a little shy, so I don't know whether she would want to be in the spotlight so much, but she loved Harford Community College. She some of her best years were spent here at the college, and it was a no-brainer to want to give back, so she'd be very proud.
And even 5 years later, she's still a voice and a face for what can go wrong with distracted driving and texting while behind the wheel.
Yes, I mean, she is one of the earliest that we've heard that were actually killed this way. There's only a few that we know of that were killed before her. And we've made it a mission that no other family should feel the way we do. This is totally preventable, and it's happening 3,000 to 4,000 times per year. So we can we go out and try to create awareness that this can happen to anyone, and we're hoping to save lives.
Heather's Law, passed here in Maryland, that must have been very emotional for you and your wife to do that and to get that done in honor of your daughter?
Yes, it was. It was very hard to get it done. It took a couple years to actually accomplish it. But we were very proud when it happened, and we received the pen from Governor O'Malley when he signed the bill. But since then, we've learned that it's really a three-pronged approach to this. Certainly, the laws are important to create a deterrent to the driving public, but also the enforcement needs to be there as well from the law enforcement agencies. But most importantly of all, it's continuing awareness and education campaigns like we try to do at Harford Community College that is really going to end distracted driving.
And that's a big part of the race this weekend, all sorts of stuff going on with folks running and walking, but also the awareness campaign, a lot of activities this weekend surrounding that goal that you're talking about.
Yes, it is. We try to make it fun and also a learning experience at the same time. So we have a lot of interactive displays going on in simulators. People can ride a seatbelt convincer, which is like a mini roller coaster. We have motorcycle simulator for safe driving of motorcycles, distracted driving simulators, as well as drunk driving goggles that people can wear and try to walk the straight line. So, I mean, highway fatalities are killing 30,000 people per year. Most of these fatalities can be prevented with just education. So that's why we have this race. We have it as a three-pronged thing. Again, with that, we want to give back to Harford Community College with book scholarships in remembrance of everyone killed on the highways. But at the same time, we want people to have fun. And we want to also try to prevent highway fatalities with education and awareness.
Do you see Heather's face in the faces of the people, the young people involved in this event?
Yes, we do. I mean, the young people we actually believe are going to be the generation that's going to end these highway fatalities. And it's similar to the seatbelt legislation that happened 20 or 30 years ago, and also the smoking campaigns, the anti-smoking campaigns of the 60s. With just awareness and education, we think that this is going to eventually end.
And your mission has also continued on in Florida, where you've been able to get legislation passed there to also do what's being done here in Maryland now with texting while driving.
That's correct. October the 1st, Florida finally passed and put into law their texting ban. So it's not exactly what we wanted, but it's a good first step, and we'll continue to try to fight for tougher laws in Florida and across the country as well.
When you see people coming together in honor of Heather, how does that make you and your wife and your family feel?
Well, it's an emotional day. I mean, certainly we want to honor our daughter in every way possible, and it's a heartwarming experience to see all the people that we have come out in support of our family. They've embraced the issue and our mission here at Harford Community College.
What's your message What's your message for folks who are going to be behind the wheel and might feel that phone rattle or hear that sound that a text has arrived or think that, hey, I'm going to pull the phone out now and just make a quick message off to someone?
These types of fatalities and injuries don't discriminate. They don't discriminate for race or education or status in life. It can happen at any time. So the message is really simple, just to focus, drive, and stay alive. And that's what we hope that people take from this event, you know, that this can happen at any time. And no phone call, no text message is worth your life. So just hang up the phone.
In a split second, what happened to your family and what happened to Heather could happen to anyone.
Oh, that's true. I mean, we went from planning a wedding at Walt Disney World, the happiest place on earth, to planning a funeral in a matter of seconds. So it can happen to anyone, and don't think that it can't. So that's our message.
And I would imagine Heather would be pretty happy and have a big Disney World smile on her face looking down on so many people coming together here at Hartford Community College to run and to learn about what's going on.
Yeah, she's smiling. I really know that she's smiling, and I've heard her on my lowest moments say, "Dad, you know, kick it into gear. You can do this." So I know she's proud.
Russell, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.